SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Hey, podcast listeners. Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/adfreenews. That's amazon.com/adfreenews to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In this bulletin, the census will now include questions on gender and sexual orientation. The federal government says the coalition's nuclear plan will increase energy bills and emissions. And Australia wins silver in the mixed 4x100 metres freestyle relay at the Paralympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Albanese government says questions on gender and sexual orientation will be included in the census, rescinding its previous announcements that the topics would be excluded. After deeming the proposed topics too complex and potentially controversial, community backlash over the omissions has driven the government to reconsider its position. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has now announced the Australian Bureau of Statistics will be writing the questions and says the community has been heard.
We say to Australians from the LGBTIQ plus community, you matter, you've been heard, you will be counted. This is a really important way that we gather the information that we need. There will be one new topic which covers sexual orientation and gender. We have been working very closely with the diligent and professional and sensitive people who work on these issues at the ABS.
The Labor Party is alleging the coalition's nuclear plan will cost $600 billion and push up power bills by $1,000 a year in a new advertisement targeting the proposal. New analysis from the federal government says emissions from coal and gas could grow by 1.7 billion tonnes by 2050 if their use is extended another 15 years. Opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor has told Sky News that Labor has no credibility on energy issues.
We've got costings of their plan after the election, $1.2 trillion. There's no sign of our electricity bills going down under this renewables-only strategy of this Labor government. Meanwhile, emissions are going up, Andrew, not down, they're going up. So their energy policies have failed. There is a better pathway.
New foreign bribery laws are coming into effect today that will penalise companies for failing to prevent foreign bribery activities within their company. The new laws means companies could face penalties of tens of millions of dollars for failing to prevent the activities by their employees or external contractors. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says foreign bribery is an insidious problem, harming communities by impeding economic development and undermining the rule of law. Children under 14 years of age in South Australia could soon be banned from using social media under proposed laws being considered by the state. The South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas says there's clear evidence showing social media is harming children and that parents are concerned about the addictive nature of the platforms. Under the proposed laws, social media companies will also be required to gain a parent's consent for children aged 14 and 15. Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo González has left Venezuela after seeking asylum at the Spanish embassy. Venezuela's Attorney General's office made requests earlier this week for an arrest warrant to be issued for Mr. González after his failure to respond to a summons to testify about a website publishing result details about the contested presidential election. The website is under investigation for usurping the function of the Electoral Authority, which says President Nicolas Maduro won the July election without publishing details of the results. International bodies, including the United Nations, as well as some Western countries, say the election lacked transparency, and Venezuela's opposition has released results showing a resounding victory for Mr. González. 27 people in Venezuela have died in protests since the election. Australia has won a silver medal in the mixed 4x100m freestyle relay on the final day of action in the pool at the Paris Paralympics. The team finished behind Italy, which broke its own world record. Team member Rowan Crathers spoke to Channel 9 after the win.
You have no idea who's coming first until the last 20 metres, so it was really intense, it was great fun. Italy swam bloody well, it took a world record for them to beat us. And I think a big part of being Australian, it's not always about being the best, it's about trying your best. And this team right here, we gave it our best, and silver's bloody awesome.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.